This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is time for a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers is with us as well. Their number, 720-895-0500, aimortgage.net. With that, we will welcome the man himself, Kurt Rogers. How are you, sir?
Scott, I'm not trying to get fresh here, but you're losing weight. What are you down, 25, 30?
Yes, sir.
It's looking 30, pretty good.
About 30. Well, again, thank you so much for being with us today, and it is Your Money Matters, and we are glad to have a returning guest with us. Mike Hills is with us, and you can check out his website, realatlas.com. But, Kurt, before we get to Mike, let's talk a little about something you like and your area of mortgages, and that's VA loans. So you like them?
I like them a lot for a lot of different reasons. First, if it's a vet that I can help, that's one of the reasons. But what I like about the VA loan, to me, it's the best standard conforming type loan on the market. It has the lowest rates with the least amount of fees. There's no mortgage insurance. They don't change the rate because of loan to value. You can go up to 100% at the same as if you're borrowing 70% loan to value. They go up to $529,000 on a VA. If you decide you want to go above that, and this is where VA really gets nice. You can do what we're going to talk about here in a minute on investments, but you can go up to $1,012,000 on a fourplex, and they'll do 100% of the financing. And if you're buying a fourplex as a primary, living in one and renting out the other ones, the renters are going to pretty much make your payment. You didn't bring a whole lot of cash to the close,
right,
and you're good to go. So the options that VA gives you with the least amount of cost, they make sure you don't pay too much. And they're just amazing. I think it's a great loan. Their rates are at the fours, and I mean in the low fours.
Wow.
So, and 100% financing.
Hmm.
So when you think about it, it's a great loan.
We have a client that just a couple years ago, he called me, and he's an Army vet, still actually in the Army Reserves, and he said he wanted to sell his house because they had a little girl that was just getting ready to start school, which is standard. So they wanted to get into Cherry Creek School District, and they needed to sell their house that they had a VA loan on in order to buy a new house in the right school district. And I get paid to buy and sell people's houses, but that wasn't the right fit for this couple. And they said, well, we want to sell our house. And I said, but why? And they said, because we need to move, because we need the money for the down payment on the new house. And I said, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take your current house, refinance it into a conventional loan, free up your VA loan, and turn around and use that VA loan to go buy you another property? You now have a rental property. You can keep your equity, yep, in the rental property. Buy the new house with the VA loan with no money down. Accomplish your goal of getting your daughter into the right school you want her to be in, and help build your retirement, your daughter's equity, or your daughter's college fund in terms of the equity in the house that you didn't sell. And they did that, and you know, 2.5-3 years later, they love it. And the VA loan is the reason they were able to accomplish that. Because the VA loan, man, if you have a VA loan, use it. There's some amazing advantages to it.
Mm. The funny thing about it, 21% of the people that own homes that are veterans don't use it. Part of that reason is they're being told by realtors that they're harder to get qualified for, which they're not. Mortgage brokers, in most cases, don't want to use them because you can't make as much. I actually had a client that did a VA loan a couple years ago, and these folks, they went out and got a chaff a second on this customer on 100% loan because they were trying to make so much money because they worked at a bank and not a mortgage broker. Because a bank is not capped by how much they can make. Mortgage brokers are. They flat took advantage of this vet. He is so angry at him now. So you got to be careful where you go to get a VA loan. But they're the greatest loan out there for you if you're a vet.
And the vets, man, they did the service.
Yeah,
they get the advantages. Yeah. Use it to your advantage. There are some just really neat ways to use the VA loan to build your future, send your kids to college,
yep,
fund your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of it. You know, you did the service. That's one of your rewards.
You earned it.
Yes.
A lot of this, Mike, it sounds like, too, with clients that you get, is just trying to get them to think outside the box a little bit because, I mean, I think everybody's just taught to have one mortgage, one house, and, you know,
pay it off as fast as possible.
Yeah, you can, or whatever. There's a lot of ways to do things nowadays.
Totally. And it's about the first question when I sit down with somebody and ask, the first question I ask them is not what they want to buy. It's not what they want to sell. It's what are you trying to accomplish? Because that's the goal. Let's figure out what the goal is and work backwards. Sometimes that goal is they just want more money. Sometimes that goal is they're trying to fund their retirement. Sometimes that goal is send their kids to college. Sometimes they just want to be able to sleep at night because they're worried about retirement or they're going to lose their job or whatever that is. And let's figure out what that goal is, truly what you're trying to accomplish, and work backwards from there. And real estate is a fundamentally amazing vehicle to get that stuff done in if you just think about it the right way, because most people just don't know how to maneuver because it's complicated. You know, it is. But if you maneuver the right way, it's a fantastic way to build wealth.
Brings my first question I want to ask you, because you've talked about this in the past, and I'd like you to elaborate on the difference between most people want to have a retirement plan. So they're going to put money in a 401k, they're going to put money in all kinds of different programs. Not as many people will think of as investments as an avenue for that. More people are. But explain to us, if you can, how a buying investment properties can outperform the stock market over time, how all of that works in relationship to the stock market versus investing properties.
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely. So this is, and I'll use a real world example. If you have 100 grand in the stock market and that 100 grand makes money, then your $100,000 grows. And in a stock market setting, you know, if your financial planner today will tell you you'll make 7 to 8%, if he or she tells you you're going to make 10% for any amount of time, it's just not going to happen. It hasn't happened in the last 100 years. It's not going to happen
right
anytime soon. But let's just pretend that your 100 grand makes 10%, which is not normal, but let's pretend it does. If it makes 10%, it will mathematically double to $200,000 in 7.2 years. That's the way the math works when you invest money. It's called the rule of 72. Anyway, so if you invest it 10% for 7.2 years, your 100 grand becomes 200 grand. If you leave it in that same investment for another 7.2 years, your 200 grand becomes 400 grand. That's in the stock market.
Right.
So in 14.4 years, let's round up to 15 years, you have $400,000. Your 100 grand has become $400,000. So you've made a $300,000 profit. Pretty simple math.
Right.
The beauty is in investment real estate, if you take that same 100 grand and you buy, you put 25% down on a $400,000 home, an asset that is worth $400,000. You get a loan for $300,000 and you put $100,000 down. If you put it on a 15-year note, which is one of the things that I coach and I advocate, put it on a 15-year note. And if it doesn't appreciate a nickel in 15 years, it's worth $400,000. But here's the thing, if the stock market has made 10% for 15 years, it only makes sense that the real estate market has also appreciated. In the United States nationally, real estate appreciates at about 3.8% per year. So if you have a $400,000 house that has, and the stock market's appreciated for at 10% for 15 straight years, it's only fair to say that you've probably gotten about a 4% appreciation on your $400,000 purchase for the same 15 years. Do the math. That $400,000 house, if it appreciates for X amount of time at 4% for 15 years, it's probably worth $700,000-$900,000. But there's a second bonus. Not only do you get the appreciation, but your tenants have now paid off your $300,000 mortgage. So now what do you get? You get a check every month from the rent that you don't have to give to the bank. That's just money in your pocket.
Plus the appreciation.
So in the stock market, you just have the cash growth. In the real estate world, you get the growth in the appreciation, you get the debt reduction because somebody else has paid it off for you, and then once the bank is paid off in that same 15 years, now you just get the check every month from the tenants that goes right in your pocket.
You didn't lose any cash, and now you got steady income coming in, and it's the same dollar.
Absolutely, and I have money in the stock market. I have most of my money in real estate for that exact reason.
Because it's going to be, and you took an the symbol of 10%, which is not paid in the stock, at in only 4%.
No.
Basically an appreciation.
You're not going to get 10%, but even if you did, the stock market is still can't hold a candle to real estate. Now, stock market professionals will look at me, and I've had this conversation with many a financial planner. They'll look at me and say, well, yeah, but now you have a rental and you have to fix toilets at 2 o'clock in the morning, or man, you trust tenants and rentals? I throw it back on them and say, you trust the federal government to take care of your retirement? I don't. And on top of that, that's why you hire us to manage the property for you, so you don't have to deal with any of those late night phone calls.
And you're talking 15 years of 10% appreciation.
Correct.
Even if it was 5%, the stock market's never appreciated 5% for 15 years.
Correct.
It's just not going to hold up to that because it's going to have a downside. And what most people don't understand is if you lose $50,000 in the stock market, it takes more than 100% appreciation to get even.
Totally.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
And the rental market, man, we're going to buy, and we're going to buy fundamentally smart, strong, good deals.
And that's where it starts.
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely. All this other, unless you do that.
Yep. You do it. And here's the funny thing. I've purchased bad deals. When I bought my first deal, this is a true story. I bought my first house September 1st, 2001. 10 days later was September 11th. I didn't know that. It was 10 days before the United States was attacked by terrorists. It was an awful time to buy a house. I was 23 years old. I didn't know any better. I've now held that house. I still have that house. Today I owe roughly $55,000 to Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo is I rent my mortgage every month to Wells Fargo. I put it on a 15-year note maybe 7-8 years ago. I've had the same tenants in it since 2005. And if I were to put it on the market today, I'd probably list it for $275,000 or $280,000. And here's the best part. When I bought the house, I didn't have any money. I had to borrow $6,800 from my mom in what's referred to as a gift letter in order to qualify for the house in the first place. Paid her back in 3 months, which I'm not supposed to do, but I had a gift letter. But the idea is $6,800 turned into a gain of more than $200,000 today, 17 and a half years later. Mm-hmm. You cannot get that kind of gain anywhere in the stock market. And you can in real estate. You just got to know the rules and be patient. And these rules are out there for all of us. We all play by the same set of rules. And that's the best part. You just got to partner up with somebody like Kurt that knows the rules.
Right. Again, Mike Hills is with us. It's Atlas Real Estate. If you've got questions, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. And really about the last 6 to 8 minutes, you've kind of heard, Kurt, what Mike does the last Tuesday of every month. And it's not really a class. It's not really a seminar.
I just call it a conversation.
It's just a chance to kind of get together and get an understanding of this. And if you notice there, he didn't say if you buy my book or you buy my CDs or you buy my manual, anything like that. I mean, he's just facts that he welcomes any financial planner because we've both been to the seminar.
Yes, we have.
I just said seminar. You've both been to his office and been there. But, I mean, hey, bring anybody you want because it's hard to argue with fact.
Yeah, he lays it out in such a format that when you see it, you go, well, God, that makes sense, but that's not what I've been taught. And I've said this to him before. People don't teach that because there's no money in it for them. Mm-hmm. Mike sees it as another way. Sure. Mike sees by educating these people, if they may use a service, they may not. But they're going to look at what they're doing a whole lot better, and they'll quit saying that buying investment property can have some downsides. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Because I challenge you. I mean, we all listen to radio and sometimes some other stations, okay? Just see what's going on. You will never, ever hear a real estate seminar being offered that it doesn't cost you to go, and they got something to sell you
right
there. And not a house. I mean, I'm just talking, like I say, their manuals or CDs, whatever.
He never once asked you to pull out your credit card, your checkbook, to pay for any of the wine or the beer he's providing. It's just, it's a conversation. He has snacks. People sit around, they listen, then they open up, and the people ask the different questions. It's just, it's here's how it works. If you'd like to do it, I'll try to help. If not, it's okay.
Absolutely. Great information. We'll be right back.
You've been told nothing can be done for your peripheral neuropathy. Don't give up hope. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to ask about electronic signaling. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center can't help everyone, but thanks to an advanced technology called electronic signaling, Dr. Anderson has seen great results for seniors who'd been told there was no hope for them. That's what Dr. Anderson loves most about his job, seeing the hope return to patients who had been suffering with burning, tingling, and numbness. It's worth a phone call. Schedule a $27 consultation with Dr. Anderson, including a neuropathy-specific exam, this week. He will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help where other treatments have failed. Don't lose heart. Call now, 720-851-9694. 720-851-9694.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have back in studio our financial specialist and expert, Mr. David Cishan from Cishan Financial Services. They're with the Householder Group right here in the Denver Tech Center. David, always good to see you, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Scott. Nice to be back.
You know, it's amazing to me, and we kind of talked about this on a previous segment about how many people you meet, and I don't know, I'll just say my age, you know, we'll say 60 and above now, that you ask them, are you where you thought you would be or really want to be financially? And very few people can say, yep, I'm exactly where I want to be, or I'm ahead of where I want to be. Most people put off this whole area of financial planning, which we talked about on our last show. But what do you say to those people out there that just, you know, keep putting it off, keep putting it off?
Well, you know, the end result, most people that come in, or are interested in financial planning, is really trying to find out and determine, do they have enough money to get through retirement? Mm-hmm. And again, when I first started my business, if people retired at 65, and if they made it to 72, that was pretty good. Well, now people are retiring at 60, either by purpose or not, circumstance. And they're living to 85, 90, 95, 100. And they're very concerned whether their money is going to last, their income is going to last. Husband and wives, you know, whatever their income is, if someone dies, they need at least typically 70% of what they were getting mm-hmm. to make it through comfortably in retirement. Well, what normally happens that we see a lot of in the historic past has been husband and wife. Normally, the husband gets ill first. The wife spends a lot of money, even though they got health insurance, any special this or that, spends a lot of money, and then the husband passes on. And the wife is left there with a heck of a lot less income than she needs to survive on, and which is why when you walk into, for example, nursing homes, there are just a lot of women. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate.
Sure.
But the key on this whole thing that is how much income do we have? How much cash flow? What can we bank on coming in? That Social Security check comes out on the 15th, or the pension comes in on the 12th, and so forth and so on. Do we have enough guaranteed fixed income to cover the expenses that we want and need? So that's the main thing that people are concerned with.
Right.
And it doesn't matter who they are. They're all concerned about it, whether they have a lot of money or not, mm-hmm. because even people with a lot of money don't have a lot of guaranteed income. They depend on the other assets that they can convert, and maybe they will, and it'll be great.
Sure.
But a lot of times, circumstances eat into those assets, and all of a sudden, they're not as great as they were.
Right. Now, we've talked about this before where, you know, a lot of people think when you think of, hey, what's a financial planner do? A lot of people say they invest your money.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of different pieces of that, and we've talked about that. And one of the areas of this is about taxes.
Right.
So when we use words tax-free retirement, I mean, man, everybody just kind of goes to, wow, that would be very cool. But if you don't watch out, I mean, if you don't have that coach, that guide, like yourself helping us, you may have saved a lot, but if you don't handle it all right, it could all be eaten up in taxes or a lot, big majority.
Well, yeah, I mean, Uncle Sam is looking at every angle to get tax money out of our pocket, all right? There's already concerns that the federal estate tax, which is, we have a big exemption, we each have like $11.2 million or so, that if we die, Uncle Sam can't tax it effectively. Well, they're already talking about reducing that, trying to reduce that, getting it back to where it was. Well, where it was like $1 million years ago.
Okay.
But that's because they can't tax a lot of the estates. So taxation is critical. And what I tell our clients and what I tell people when we do our seminars and teach and so forth is you are in control of the amount of taxes you want to pay. Now, most people look at that comment and many of them don't believe it. But I take them back to 1912 when the income tax came into being. There were four questions on the Internal Revenue Code. Four questions. Now there's 90,000 pages. There's a lot of opportunities in there for people to control the taxes they pay if they understand what their options are. The problem is most people don't get those options because if they're doing their own tax return, they're not paying attention normally to these other tools that are in the tax code.
Right.
And if they go to a tax preparer, the tax preparer is just trying to get the darn income tax done so they get their monies refunded back or they pay whatever they're paying. But there's no proactivity on what you can do before the end of the year to reduce your taxes. I'm a firm believer that zero taxes is a good objective. Now, we can't all get to zero taxes.
Sure.
Of course, we've got to pay our fair share. But we don't have to be overly patriotic either. There are tools that we can use to reduce this. For example, on our income, you know, most people have income that's taxed currently, even retirees. So maybe money's coming in from their pension that they're taking currently. Or maybe they're working part-time and they got W-2 income of some sort. And then they have deferred income. So maybe the rest of their assets in their 401k or IRA is not being distributed yet. So that's being deferred. And then the third area that people have is tax-free. And when I ask that question in every class, you know, what would you rather have of those three incomes? Which one would you rather have? Everybody says tax-free.
Sure.
Very few people know how to get it, or very few people get it. And so, again, with a little education, everybody can generate tax-free income. For example, this is a simple little thing, but people have IRAs and they have non-IRA accounts. Well, maybe it makes sense, depending on the circumstances, that in the IRA accounts, you have investments that are maybe some types of bonds or long-term bonds or strategic bonds, different types of things. They'll grow, but they don't grow as rapidly as, let's say, stocks and other assets that you have in your non-qualified account. So when you come to pay taxes on your IRAs, you're not growing it as rapidly, so you're not going to pay as much taxes, and those assets in your non-qualified accounts could be growing very rapidly or better, but when you take that out, it's long-term capital gains, not ordinary income like in the IRAs. Again, it's really understanding the client and their situation tax-wise to be able to tell them,
right,
you know, here are some options that you should look at. Now, I'm not a CPA and I'm not a tax preparer. I'm dangerous, but I don't do that. We have professionals that do that for our clients. But again, it's the idea.
That is one good thing. Let me throw that, because that was going to be my next point. That is one thing, you know, when I do business with you, is you kind of have a team around you, and while your client's not required to use your CPA or estate planner, to me it's great to have someone, one, that's worked with you, knows your expectations of what all bases to cover,
right,
and so they can come to you kind of for that one-stop shop for everything to get handled in a good way.
Yep. Exactly. We look at all, because we have to look at all five of those areas, and it touches on legal, touches on accounting, you know, it touches on investments, it touches on insurance. I mean, one of the biggest problems we see with retirees is their automobile insurance and homeowners insurance. They are grossly underinsured, or they're paying a tremendous amount of premium that they don't have to be paying.
Right.
And we have several situations where there's partial losses, say, on your home. Well, the adjuster comes out and says, Scott, yeah, you're covered. Don't worry about it. Works up his numbers and says, well, you're not covered to the magic number, which is 80% replacement. You're less. So instead of getting 100% your deductible, you're going to get 70 or 60%
mm-hmm.
less your deductible. And it eats their pocketbook right up. And there's no need of it. It's easy to solve.
Sure.
But if you don't address it, it just goes until you get hurt.
Right. We're talking about tax-free retirement. Again, David Cishan is our guest, Cishan Financial Services. His number, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. He does offer a free consultation. Just mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get you in. So it must just kill you sometimes when people maybe come in and you look at maybe they've been paying a lot more taxes than they should have, and had they come seen you maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, you could have saved them a lot of money with just a couple of little things again.
Possible. Yeah, it's possible. And that's, but again, hindsight's always perfect too.
Right.
You know, and the good thing about it, as I tell clients, especially ones that, let's say, have more than the average coming in, you have the income to pay the tax. Just think if you didn't have the income and then they had to pay the tax.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be very nice.
Sure.
You know, so again, tax-free, tax-advantageous tools for the average person is still important for them because, again, the more you keep in your pocket, the happier you're going to be. So we, again, don't have to be overly patriotic. We have to pay our fair share of taxes. But, again, there are tools set up to use, you know, even if it is, for example, an IRA people have, well, does it make sense to convert it to a Roth?
Mm-hmm.
Because once you divorce the government from the IRA, now it's going to grow tax-deferred and it's going to come out tax-free forever. You know, forever is a long way. and it's a heck of a lot better than taxable, especially in the society that we're in now, in the economic scenario, where we owe billions and billions and billions and the interest itself is eating us alive.
Right.
Where do you think they're going to come get the money? So if you have it in a tax-free forever account, it's forever.
Yeah. And another thing, David, and we talked about this on a previous show as well, he's really big into education and does a lot of seminars around, and as those come up, we'll be giving you dates. But if you'd like to know about those even, you can call the office, 720-482-1917, and talk with Stephanie, and she can maybe tell you about some of those upcoming dates. And what we want to tell you, these are educational seminars, and that's all they are. They are not deals to try designed to get you in and try to get you to sign up before you leave, all that. They are educational seminars that will teach you a lot of the things that we're talking about, you know, from taxes to estate planning to even you do some things even on just senior safety, so to speak,
yep.
of just fraud things,
yep,
too.
Absolutely.
So there's just so many things that he goes over in his seminars, so we highly, highly endorse those and recommend them. But give David a call at 720-482-1917 to learn more about this tax-free retirement. So, David, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. A few months ago, I was in an accident. I totaled my car. They were just going too fast, and it was icy right there. It was his fault, but it wasn't anyone's fault. That's why it's called an accident, right? I was so sore. Not at first, but like days later. I had to go to the hospital. I have always heard about the things insurance companies do when this kind of thing happens, but didn't know how bad it really was. I needed an attorney. I called Flesh and Beck, and man, I'm glad I did. From the first call all the way to the settlement, Kevin was there for me. It was like having my own personal attorney. He really got to know me, and he knew everything about my case. There is no way I would have gotten that big of a settlement if I hadn't called. I definitely recommend calling Flesh and Beck if you've been in an accident. Definitely.
Hi, I'm Kevin Flesh from Flesh and Beck Law. At Flesh and Beck, you get real, sincere, personal service from attorneys that actually care about you and your case. Call us, Flesh and Beck Law, 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886.
Did you know that Longtree Veterinary Medical Center has a beautiful, unique cat lodge, and their feline guests are loving it? The cat lodge is a special place where cats can lounge all day in the comfort of their own private space or climb to their favorite resting spot on their custom-built cat trees. If your special friend likes to lounge and watch things from afar, the cat lodge has many cozy places, all in view of their colorful and mesmerizing aquarium designed to entertain and delight their feline guest. Whatever your cat's fancy, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center created their cat lodge with your pet's comfort in mind. And all the while, your cat will be under the experienced care of their lodge pet care specialist. They would love to have your cat as their special guest the next time you're away, so don't hesitate to ask about making your cat's reservation in their cat lodge today. Hey, we've trusted our pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 15 years, and you can too. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, we want to thank you for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. And, of course, our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Well, this is the first time we pass each other all the time in the hallways for years, but we are glad to have Kim Munson in studio. Awesome. And from the Americhicks.
So. Scott, it's great to be here with you.
Hey, it is awesome. And like I say, it's been a number of years. We've been together here, so to speak, with KLZ 560, and now it is the Americhicks with Kim Munson. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
So let's always like, even though, you know, sometimes we – like I say hello and goodbye, but we don't know much about the person, really, and what got them into this. Because I have people ask me all the time, how'd you get into radio? And I'm like, I have no idea. tell us a little bit about your background and really kind of what got you started on this path and what brought you into radio.
Well, I love being here with the Crawford team.
Absolutely.
What a great group of people. And it's happenstance, kind of the same kind of thing. It just happened. Mm-hmm. But back in 2012, Scott, I was becoming more and more restless about the direction of our country. My children would come home from school talking about things that I'm like, that doesn't seem like that's right. That doesn't seem like that makes sense. And so my heart was becoming troubled about that, and I ended up applying to Leadership Program in the Rockies, which is basically it's a year-long program where you kind of reaffirm the founding principles of America, free markets, capitalism in its real sense. And so just loved it. And I actually met Jill Vecchio and Molly Vogt there. And so initially the three of us were on Sunday afternoons on KLZ to talk about, we kind of looked at each other to say, what are we going to talk about? Mr. Crawford had said, let's try to gear a show without all the rant and rhetoric that you hear out there,
right,
kind of geared towards women. And so we looked at each other and we're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to talk about? And Jill is a doctor and she'd read the whole Obamacare bill.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through healthcare for 1 hour. And the other hour, we went through the complete Declaration of the Independence and the Constitution. And so that was a really good experience.
Oh, absolutely. So when you look at it, maybe what the mission of your show, I mean, what would you say if people say, hey, you know, why do you do this and what are you really trying to do and help?
You know, Scott, I think we are at in an amazing time in history, in a good way and in a bad way. The veil is off, I think, on what has been happening, the things that I'd been concerned about that had been troubling my soul. And so we need to be messaging. People need to be paying attention to what's going on out there. So again, without all the rant and rhetoric, my mission is to dissect issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. And agree or disagree, we need to be having conversations about this. And so we'll bring forth important thoughts, hopefully a nugget or two of great information each day. And have these conversations so that people can be talking to their friends and family and kids about these important issues that are facing us right now.
All right. Kim Munson is our guest. You can hear her from 6 to 7 a.m. Monday through Friday, the Americhicks with Kim Munson. And then they do some encore broadcasts in the afternoons, mid-afternoons here on KLZ 560. And if you haven't heard the show before, tune in. Great, great show. A lot of great guests and a lot of great things here about local in Colorado as well. If we would have just thought 10 years ago where we are now in our country, I mean, we live in a crazy world.
It's astounding, Scott.
I mean, it's just unbelievable when you look at all the different things. I had a friend of mine put something on Facebook this morning, and she's a teacher in Dallas, and she said she had a student, and she told him, hey, you can't park in the front. That's teacher park? And he says, well, they park over in our area sometimes, so I'm going to park over in there. And just to think of just little things like that, of just the respect issue, and I would hate to be a school teacher today.
It would be tough.
Yeah.
It would be very tough to be a school teacher these days. You know, we've moved away from respect and good manners, mm-hmm. and, you know, having boundaries and rules. You know, Scott, I really think that we are in the third founding of our country. We had, you know, Washington and the Patriots, and then we had, you know, Lincoln and the Civil War. I think that we are in the third founding of our country, and we're in a really important time. So these conversations are so, so critical to this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, several of our shows on KLZ 560, my show, Haystack Help, Sportsman of Colorado, as well as Kim's show, The AmeriChicks with Kim Munson. You know, if you're a company out there, an individual, and you like what you hear and you'd like to support that, I know Kim would be open to that thought as well.
So, we are truly entrepreneurs
and,
here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and, you know, but it is, this is great programming we feel we have here on the station with Crawford Broadcasting and KLZ 560, and we probably don't say it often enough. It is a great privilege to work for, well, we don't actually work for them, but they give us a place here to do something that
mm-hmm.
we love,
mm-hmm.
and it is really, really good. So what are some of the hot topics right now in Colorado that you are, you know, kind of personally involved with and things that you're talk about on the show?
Well, it's wild down at the Capitol right now, Scott.
Yeah.
And one of the first things is this House Bill 19-1032. And for people out there, so if you want to try to find it, it's important that I think people go and read these bills. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice if the legislators did, too.
Yeah, before
wouldn't
they...
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
That's it. We'll read it later.
Yeah. Yeah. But how you can find it is if it comes out of the House, it's HB, House Bill.
Okay.
And then it has the year, 19. And then in this case, the number of the bill is 1032. And this is this sex education bill, which I've read it, Scott. And... as you look at it, you know, we've moved away from letting our kids be kids. There's this movement to a hyper-sexualization of our children. And if you read House Bill 1032, you'll fall off your chair with what's in there. I remember when I was in kindergarten, now this was a long time ago, but we were just trying to stand in line, learn our ABCs, you know, keep our hands to ourselves. I mean, the big great thing, I loved it when we had some crackers and milk at
sure.
snack time. And now what they are talking about teaching our children, and it's right there in the bill, mm-hmm. it's astounding. So that's one that I'm really concerned about. Then secondly, this national popular vote. Well, you know, that may sound kind of good, but these popular votes have really come out of the last time was about 100 years ago in the progressive era with Woodrow Wilson, where it was changed from, we used to elect our House of Representatives, our congressmen and women, via popular vote, but the senators were elected by the state. And that changed to a popular vote, and it really kind of changed the way the founders had thought the Constitution should work. And in a way, that kind of neutered the states with their voice. So now this whole national popular vote that they're moving towards is they're basically saying is, whoever wins the national popular vote, then Colorado, all of their electoral votes would go for that person. Well, that takes away Coloradoans' voice.
Right.
And it's going to put the power in all of those big metropolitan centers that would then choose the president, such as Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, you know, Philadelphia, San Francisco. And those areas are having a really tough time with the integrity of their elections. I mean, everybody's been concerned about the possibility that the Russians were,
sure.
you know, affecting our elections. Well, think about the fact that there are people that are registered to vote that don't live in, are not alive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that certainly is a concern for the integrity of our elections. And in fact, Los Angeles City and County had more people registered to vote than live there. So, I mean, this whole national popular vote, and it's unconstitutional. The Electoral College is in the Constitution. If people want to change it, the founders put in place Article 5 of the Constitution. It can be changed that way. This is totally unconstitutional.
Right. Kim Munson is our guest. You hear her right here on KLZ 560 from 6 to 7 a.m. Monday through Friday, the AmeriChicks with Kim Munson. And in the afternoons, Monday through Friday, they do some mid-afternoon encore presentations of the show. And another thing we were talking about before we started today's show was the low emissions.
Oh my God!
Thing going on.
You probably have an opinion on that because you know, hunting and fishing. That's pretty difficult to do with an electric vehicle.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. My Silverado's not going anywhere. I'm telling you. Yeah. So, but like you said, I mean, just trying to force things down us there.
You know, that's the real thing, and I think that when we get right down to the principles on a lot of these issues, it's really, do everyday people have the freedom to choose their children's education as they teach them about, you know, sex? I mean, does families and parents have those choices? Or does a sportsman have a choice on the vehicle that they want to drive, or that mom with the minivan? So it's really a freedom versus force question when you get right down to it. And Coloradoans have a long history, that Western spirit, where they really prefer freedom over force.
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to that sex ed bill real quick, so is it saying if that passes, then every school has to do it, or can schools pick and choose what they do, or can parents opt their kids out of it, or what was some of the things, if you recall?
As I've read it, basically it says any school that receives public funds in Colorado will have to adhere to this particular bill. And what's astounding in it is it's not only talking about relations, it includes LGBTQ, that those experiences be taught. And that seems to me that should be a family should make the decision on whether or not that would be taught to their children or not. You know, I'm a live and let live girl. You know, it's not my business. But when we get to a point now where, you know, we're forcing the affirmation of this information on our children, I'm concerned about that. So again, we need to make sure our kids can be kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Parents need to get involved.
They do need. Yeah. Now there seems to be some language on an opt out, and parents can opt out for the sex education class. But this curriculum would be included in other classes as well, and they do not have to describe to the parents what that curriculum is. So it's very kind of insidious, if you will. You might think you're opting your child out, but they're going to get stuff in some of the other classes.
Sure. Wow. Well, Kim, we'll have to do this more often.
I like this.
All right.
And how about you getting up early and being on my show?
I'll do that.
Okay,
we will
arrange that.
Okay, good deal. Well, again, it's the AmeriChicks with Kim Munson, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 a.m. And in the afternoons, Monday through Friday, they will do some rebroadcast of her show, and great guests. So, again, if this is not part of your day, give it a shot. A great, great show. Kim does an excellent job in really keeping us informed of all the different issues that we need to be informed about. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. And again, we want to thank everyone for being with us today. Glad to have in studio our good friend Alan Stack from Stack Optical. I say in our advertising, at Staff Optical, you will see the difference. And I'm telling you, Alan's been taking care of my eyes. And I know Victoria's been there for eye exam, Kevin Flesh. And Alan, first of all, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Scott.
And we have no HIPAA laws here, so don't worry. Okay. But I mean, Kevin had his daughter in, and they got it fixed up. So I tell you, eyesight is, you know, when you stop and think about it, if you had to lose, man, eyesight is a precious thing to all of us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just coming in for that eye exam, just let the doctor check over the general health of the eye.
Sure. Now, it's been what, coming up on 2 years now?
Yeah, it'll be 2 years in July we've been in our new location.
Okay, and boy, it's been great. And I tell you, I think a big thing people got to love is just ease of getting there and just the parking. They're 10 feet from the door.
That was probably the number one thing I looked for when we found out we had to move, was to find a place that had parking right out front.
Right. And that address is 2233 South Monaco Parkway, and right in a big shopping center. And again, very, very easy, convenient, free parking. You got to watch that now. A lot of places you go to want to charge you. But it is free parking. And Alan mentioned eye exam, so let's start there. And I was reading, you know, in January, I think it was a specific month, like glaucoma or something.
Uh-huh.
And then so there's a lot of different diseases kind of that we don't really think about till somebody in your family it hits or it hits you. But you can catch maybe, hopefully,
a lot of these very early
in the eye exam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like glaucoma. You want to check those pressures. He does that. And then also with the macular degeneration, you know, you can see early signs of that and get treated for it. So it's very important to come in for that annual eye exam.
Right. And you hear cataracts a lot of times. I had somebody just ask me that day, and they go, what is cataracts? I mean, what is it?
Well, it's the yellowing of the crystalline lens. That's the lens that we use inside the eye. You've got the cornea, and then after the cornea, you go through the pupil, and you've got the crystalline lens in there. And over time, that starts to get a little cloudy, and that's the cataract.
Okay.
And then they'll go in and replace that lens and put an artificial lens in there. Mm-hmm. And it's a very successful surgery. So
yeah.
Nothing to be stressing about.
Okay. And that's been around forever, too.
Yes.
Right, yeah. And do you have folks like that when people need that and your doctor says that you've got people that you refer to?
Yeah, we have ophthalmologists referred to, yes.
Okay, good. Their number is 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. And we mentioned that eye exam, and I'm telling you, Alan, everybody that we send there, and of course, me knowing myself, this is a very thorough eye exam. And what I like by a doctor, I mean, I've had people that have told me, wow, went by a box store and don't know what the person's degree of expertise was there.
But he's been doing it for 35, 40 years.
I want to see a doctor.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's really good. Now, we talked about repairs a little bit before the show, and you said, boy, you get a lot of people that stop in for that. And so I think some people may think, hey, what happens if my lens cracks? That's a repair. I mean, do people come in for?
Yeah, there's the simple repairs, you know, like the nose pad falls off or the lens falls out and that kind of stuff and needs a new screw. But I also, you know, people come in and the frame's broken. Well, there's a lot of metal frames. I have a micro torch that I can weld and make them almost as good as new. And then also, if it can't be repaired, I can take those lenses and actually edge them into another frame. That's what we do there. We're opticians.
Right.
So a lot of places won't do that. They will not take the old lens and re-edge them into another frame. That we will do.
Sure. Well, you've been doing it since, what, 1968?
Well, that's when Dad opened up. Wow. I've been doing it since the late 70s.
Wow. So, and it's really, truly one of the last family-owned, optician-owned, around, right?
Yeah, in Denver, for sure.
Absolutely. Again, Alan Stack is our guest. Stack Optical is the company. 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. And I want to talk about the Stack Sports Pack. And, mm-hmm. you know, we have you on our Haystack Show and on Sportsman of Colorado. And so I just think this is such an important thing with eyesight and people taking care of their eyes. But the Stack Sports Pack, boy, it's got to be one of the greatest things over the last few years since we've been doing shows together that really do enhance your activity in the outdoors.
Yeah, and I'm constantly looking for, you know, new frames and so forth. But, boy, this frame has really been a staple because it's so easy to change out the lenses. The frame itself can be adjusted in the field. You don't have to bring it in. You can, you know, manipulate the nose pads yourself, manipulate the temples yourself, and change out the lenses. So if you're going shooting, you can put your shooting lens in there, and then let's say you're going to go golfing, you change that lens out and put a golfing lens in there. It's very versatile.
Because the weather can change from hole to hole playing golf, right? I mean, we've all seen it where it's bright, and then all of a sudden, man, a storm may move in and get cloudy, and then all of a sudden you've got the wrong lens. It's easy to pop out.
Well, or, you know, for golfing, I can use the one lens for all lighting conditions.
Okay.
Because it'll change depending on the lighting
conditions. That's right. I've got one of those, too.
Yeah.
I'm usually looking in the woods for my ball, you know.
So no, what I was talking about,
I know, it's a little more shaded in there. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what's nice about using a brown lens on the golf course versus a gray.
Okay.
Gray is the worst lens to golf with because all it does is darken the shadows. And that's typically where your ball seems to roll.
Mm-hmm.
Is in the shadows.
Sure.
And with the brown lens, you can still pick it out.
Now, another thing you talked about, and we'll just kind of call this sports eyewear, and of course right now skiing, snowboarding's in full swing and all that, and we were just talking about, you know, you sell the whole goggle apparatus with everything, but a lot of people have goggles they like, and so you've got something now where you can help them keep their own goggle, but then help them see better.
Yeah, this came out new for 2019. It's kind of a universal adapter that I can fit into most ski goggles. You'll need to bring your ski goggle in to make sure it fits. But it's got a large field of view versus a lot of the ones that were made specifically for a specific goggle had a very small field of view.
Okay.
But these were made large. They fit into a lot of different types of goggles, and it really gives you a nice field of view for skiing.
Wow. And that brings up an important thing, and probably most people wear some type of eyewear skiing, I hope, but man, you've talked about before, the sun reflecting against snow can be dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get snow blindness and that type of thing. So no, you need to wear protective eyewear when you're skiing, but a lot of people got a prescription.
Right.
You know, and they got these cool goggles, but they can't see out of them, or they're trying to fit their glasses in there and this kind of stuff. Now, at least I have an option for them.
Right. And by the way, you can follow Stack Optical Service on Facebook. They always post a lot of cool things. And get in for this eye exam, though, and usually say, I mean, after a certain age, is it yearly, or what do you
After
what
50,
do you say?
I would go in yearly.
Okay.
You know.
And for $69, just to get that peace of mind, everything's
exactly,
good.
Exactly. That's it's cool. Not that expensive, and it's a full eye exam.
Right. Now, when the doctor is going through things, and you talk about pressures, that he's testing those pressures, that's that little puff.
That's the puff
thing
of air
that he does.
Right.
And what is he looking for in there, how that eye reacts to pressure?
Yeah, well, he can actually check the pressure inside the eye with that puff.
Okay.
And if he starts seeing high pressures, then he's going to look at different things. We'll dilate you, and then he'll look inside the eye and see what the optic disc looks like. And, you know, if that doesn't look right, then he'll refer you on to an ophthalmologist. There's a lot of different things besides just drops to put you on if you do have beginning glaucoma.
Okay.
They also do lasers to relieve the pressure. There's a lot of different things that can be done, but you got to catch it early.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea of getting these yearly eye exams.
And the right diagnosis by a doctor.
Right.
I really want to stress that as well. And you handle contact. I mean, we talk about glass all the time, but mm-hmm. you contacts. Uh-huh. I mean, you're a one-stop shop.
There you go.
Yeah, for all that. And again, Alan can help you with the Stack Sports Pack, and we'll mention this real quick. If you are into shooting and hunting or just shooting, maybe target practice and all, when you call and you want to do the eye exam or meet with Alan about getting the Stack Sports Pack for shooting, when you call, just make sure and you mention that you'd like to see Alan, because Alan, you do allow them to bring a firearm in because
yep.
that helps you figure out exactly.
Just bring
how
it
to
in
help
unloaded.
Best. Yeah, yeah. Double check it twice for sure, and because that does help you see where's the best place to place that corrective part in the lens.
Exactly.
Correct?
Exactly. I use kind of an upside-down bifocal just to allow you to be able to see your front sight, and the bottom part is your distance. And when you bring in your weapon, and then I can go ahead and find out where the best place to put that.
Okay.
That segment.
Right. And, you know, most of us like, you know, when all the whole Obamacare came out and all the things, one of the big things, hey, you can keep your doctor. And you know what? We all like having that one person that we really have confidence in when it comes to our health. And I'm telling you, don't just run around and look for, you know, $19 glasses and all that stuff. You're like me. I did that for years and end up spending probably more than I would have just getting good glasses from Stack Optical. But you've got a doctor there that does exams, that gets to know you. Alan, of course, takes care of you. And to do this, Alan, you know, since your dad started in 1968 and then, you know, since you started doing it in the 70s, I mean, a lot of places have gone in and out of business. And you know what? Your customer service is stellar with your clients, because they not only came, you know, now they're bringing their kids and their kids and their kids, and it's really a family tradition, Stack Optical.
Exactly, and it's not just the service, but also the constant research on products. I'm only using the best products. I mean, I can still do a complete pair of glasses for under $100,
right?
You know, for single vision, and it's still a decent quality frame and lens.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the thing is, you know, you've got to have the value there. You got to have a good quality product as well as the service.
And then the driving lens, too, because I'm telling you, man, a lot of cars, I mean, I get people, I got a 2018 Silverado, and it, boy, it's got these, I mean, the headlights are bright, and people are flashing at me like they're on bright, and they're not. But right. There's nothing more, you know, oh, boy, it can get you just disheveled a little bit driving at night and glare of lights. Well, people, and
you see a lot of this stuff in the back of magazines. Oh, get these yellow lenses for night driving and so forth. You know, you're cutting down part of the light getting to the eye. You're not going to see as well. It seems like it's brighter, but okay. You're not seeing as well. Most people, you know, when you talk about night driving, well, they have a little correction. Mm. If you make that correction and put a good anti-reflective coating on it, there's a pair of night driving glasses for you. You'll really notice the difference.
Right. And that's what we say at Stack Optical. You'll see the difference. Give them a call, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. Again, their location is 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Repairs, eye exam, they got the sports eyewear all covered. Hey, if you're into skiing, go by and check it out and let Alan show you how he can help you see better and really enhance that activity. And also the Stack Sports Pack. So if you're into hunting, shooting, golf, all that, the Stack Sports Pack may be just a thing for you. And as I mentioned, follow them on Facebook, Stack Optical Service. And folks, they've been doing this since 1968. We use Alan here at the station. Several people have, and boy, it's just been great. So looking for great service, great quality care for your eyes, check out Stack Optical. Alan, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
And most of all, thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.